Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, Massachusetts' highest court hears arguments over whether the Boston Police Department should have hired a police cadet who failed a drug test. The case will be argued against a backdrop of controversy around a contentious drug test used by the department. WBUR's Jerome Campbell explains how it's unfolding.
This story hinges on a strand of hair. Michael Gannon gave a hair sample for a drug test more than a decade ago when he was applying to be a Boston police officer. It tested positive for cocaine. That same strand is now the star piece of evidence in a case before the Supreme Judicial Court, because the lower courts still haven't agreed if the results are telling the truth.
This was about putting to the test the science that was, they said, was so reliable.
That's Larry Ellison, who used to head the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. His organization has been challenging the Boston Police Department on the reliability of the hair test in cases against other officers of color.
This has spanned over 15 years that this problem is going on, and it has been destroying people's lives.
A federal appellate judge upheld a decision that found the hair test biased against officers of color, based on studies that found cocaine will bind in higher concentrations to the melanin in dark hair. That case was against the Boston Police Department. Court documents show that the city has paid out almost $2 million in back pay to officers who were fired based on the drug tests. Ellison says the evidence against the hair test is so overwhelming that the FBI no longer uses the test.
You would think at some point that someone would say enough is enough. What can we do to have a fair test? Not just a hair test, but a fair test.
The scientific community is a little more undecided.
It's not as well established as blood and urine that are biological samples that have been using forever.
That's Marta Cancero-Guzan, forensic professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. She says the hair test has only been around since the 90s, and the science is less well established. She adds that the test is widely used in Europe, but contaminated samples are a major concern.
It depends. It depends if it is done by the recommended protocols or it's not. You can do a bad job or you can do a good job.
Neither the Boston Police Department nor Michael Gannon's lawyer would comment for this story, but their brief suggests that they will base their arguments on whether the department had a legitimate cause not to hire Gannon. The police department maintains that Gannon faces a different burden of proof as a job applicant than an officer already on the force. The department's attorney, Helen Litzis, made the distinction in Superior Court in 2016.
So the hair analysis case all involved tenured officers. They needed to be terminated with just cause. That standard is much higher than the standard for hiring a police officer.
The Boston Police Department has stood by the hair test throughout the appeals process and still uses it today. But they've also raised their own suspicions about the test. The city and the police department are currently suing the lab that conducted the hair test for negligence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.